Whether it's for work or play, we rely on home internet so much these days. Being connected and staying connected has never been more important. So if you want reliable internet brought to you at speed, switch to Aussie Broadband. It only takes a few minutes to sign up, and their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Find out more at aussiebroadband.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Clubby Sports.
It's verbatim. If it's on this show, it's verbatim.
That's it.
I'll grab his left leg. I'll grab his right leg. Let's pull him out of Clarko's ass.
Got the potential to be a star, mate.
Oh, you've gone star.
Do you reckon he's taken 10 plus marks?
Oh, I reckon he has. Yeah.
Say prelim, I start feeling something.
Have you played in many prelims?
No, I haven't.
It's not Hodgy and Ruff.
It's not Hodgy and Ruff. Like, it's not.
It's definitely not Hodgy and Ruff. No.
Who are they?
Lids is actually, as we speak, wheels up.
Doing a couple of monos down the Dalesford Hill. Yes, we're with the Footy and Friends this week. Oh, Footy and Friends. Brittles.
DB.
How are you, my boy?
Yeah, I'm a bit tired, actually. I've been over at Gather Round, mate, and mate, it was a big weekend.
That you have.
The Gathering.
Haven't we heard some things about the Brittles over in Adelaide, which we will get to today.
You fuckers, you better
don't worry about that.
You better not.
Mickey B, you haven't been mountain bike riding
I could be confused for not wearing my mountain bike pads on my neck.
I've got some for you if you need them.
Did need them down at South Warrnambool on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's the Warrnambool.
And we got beaten.
The mighty Warrnambool. And we're here. West Coast colours.
West Coast colours. We are. Oh no, it's contradictory. I'm in the Eagles colours. North Warrnambool Eagles played the South Warrnambool Roosters.
Yeah.
And copped a touch up. So anyway,
how'd you go?
We've got a show segment dedicated to that.
I've seen the rundown.
We've just got a bloody rooster sitting next to us. I thought we'd get to him first, and then we'll get into it. But
which side of the room is most handsome today? You and me, or Brett? And Charlie.
I think those two.
Yeah.
Okay. I think those two.
I would agree with that.
Verbatimly. Coming, yeah. Verbatimly off what I'm
much
saying.
Comp over there.
Benny Comden, how are you, buddy?
Good, mate.
What's going on?
No, not a lot of. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Good to see you, brother. Fresh off a 25 disposal.
Career high?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, career high.
By overall?
A long way.
Ever? Even going way back?
I've ever had more than 9, mate, to be honest. I reckon I have 25 in 4 weeks of my life.
Good on you, mate. Yeah. Hey, don't talk yourself down. He's been playing some good footy. And also player and assistant coach this week.
Dynamic.
And we've got player manager here as well. Yeah. One of the best in the business. Hey, Brett.
Dylan.
How are you, bud?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good trip in Adelaide. Jeez, you were everywhere over there. I had people messaging me everywhere. Brettles watch.
Yeah.
Where'd you stay?
Yeah.
The Holiday Inn.
Oh, yeah. We at the motel, Holiday.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah.
Just over from the casino and the Adelaide Oval. I was with Benny Cameron.
Who else?
Mick Malthouse?
Michael.
Milkshakes wasn't there. I didn't see him. Adam Ramanaskis.
He was a good fit. Milkshakes was actually bigging up our boy, Benny Comden.
Yeah, I did say that. I got it wrapped, didn't I?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm surprised he knows who I am.
Me too, mate. Well, he didn't say anything about me, but anyway. And you had a good trip, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, mate. Fantastic. Over there, did the Carlton Frio game and then had a few beers.
Caught
up
it
the,
well?
Probably not, no.
Okay. As a special comments man.
Yeah,
I've done it before.
It's a tough gig, isn't it?
So you've got to prioritise the ball by ball guys, correct?
Yeah.
Guys and girls, give them their time and their bandwidth of, their plays are getting called and it's a great passage of play. Ball goes out, special comments come in. Mm. What was the feedback for Brett over the weekend?
Oh, I didn't actually have, I didn't hear the game.
Apparently it was very limited, Brett.
Oh, I didn't offer much.
Apparently we were quite short.
Yep.
Three or four words.
Sometimes he lets the stars do his thing, though. He's good like that. Mm. He does let the stars just call their game.
Yeah.
He just
Who gave you that feedback?
Dylan.
I actually think it might have been Chong. Chong was listening to ABC on
you
the weekend.
You were on the ABC.
He loves the ABC. Actually, listened to the St Kilda Richmond game with Corby, Rammer.
Yeah.
Where were you? Yourself. You were driving home,
I was driving home. I went back to Gippsland. I'm a sail boy. So I went back to sail.
Obviously, ABC is the main bandwidth in Gippsland.
Caught up with Nan. It's the only one that reaches out that far. So I was on the AM, actually. 778, I think it is.
Is Brett your Nan's favourite caller?
He's handsome. She'd have to love the good looks.
Head for radio.
Yeah, mad for him. I thought you were good, though, Brett.
Good.
Is that a little back up there, mate? Was it reversing? Nah, it's all right, mate. If you thought I was okay, that's good.
He was joking. He said good things.
No, you're in.
Oh, that's good. But no, as we were saying, very good calling, as per usual.
Yeah,
now,
thanks, mate.
You were saying, how'd you get home?
I flew home.
Yeah. Oh, you flew?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you? How'd you?
Fly? Qantas. All booked by ABC.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But
not out of,
had nowhere to go, because I'm a virgin, usually fly virgin
You're
for
a virgin.
A while. Obviously not. I've got three daughters. Yeah, fuck with.
That's the Brett we know. So,
I love that Brett.
That's the short
fuse Brett. Virgin Lounge. Yeah, but when I'm flying Qantas, you can't use that. Ran into our good friend 200 plus Nick Butler.
Nick Butler. So you went into the Qantas Lounge.
I hung on the coattails of the big fella who got me in there.
So you're not a member.
Not of Qantas Club. No, I was a Virgin member.
Talk us through the dynamic. How did you run into the airport?
No, at the game, because we both did the Saints Richmond game. I was like, "Are you going? What flight are you on?"
Was he ball by ball?
Yeah, one out, ball by ball.
Yeah.
Sweet as, mate. Yeah, maybe get me in the Qantas Club so I can sit in there and not have to talk to too many people, is good.
That's uncanny, because I thought you were a member. Did you see what happened over the weekend with Qantas and the gather round? Something's happened. Because I just got an email. I'm like a big member there. Love Qantas.
Big member.
And I just got an email from Qantas, and it must be like a group-wide email. It says, "Dear Dylan, firstly, I'd like to apologise for the issue a number of our valued Qantas members encountered over the weekend at Adelaide Airport. It was brought to our attention that one individual who was not a Qantas Lounge member gained entry by way of another member. This would have been forgivable as a one-off entry, as outlined in our terms and conditions, but the CCTV footage I personally reviewed has revealed the guest ate 5 bowls of pasta when it's clear.
when it's clear,
our limit is 1 per person.
Bolognese bread.
The said accused also seen guzzling 3 bottles of beer and forcing half a dozen bread rolls in their Fox branded backpack. We will continue to review the footage, and the culprit will be contacted once we've spoken to the proper authorities."
This is just Butler all over, isn't it, the way he's written this?
And this is the fucking chairman of Qantas.
Yeah.
Fuck it, it was Brett Delidio. I recognise him despite the lack of blonde tips and mountain bike gloves. If anyone else has any further information about the event that took place, please get in contact with our corporate affairs team. Kind regards, Tom Qantas.
Tom Qantas.
There might be an ambassador role there somewhere. Maybe I can come in.
Be hungry, Brett.
What happened? What happened?
Well, we didn't.
How many bowls?
One, two, maybe max. Two.
It says 5 here.
Yeah, and so
how many bowls of beer?
No, one stubby. I'd had enough the night before, so it was fine.
Did you sit with Butler?
Yeah. He goes, "Oh, I've had enough of footy." So what does he do? Gets his phone out and starts watching the game again just to see who's going to win.
Was it nice in there?
Yeah, it was all right. He took us all the way out the back where no one else would even talk to us.
Hey, that was good stuff.
Thank you.
So that was good stuff.
And did you write that? Did he just give you a full rundown? Did he?
And short fuse. That was from headquarters.
Short fuse. Yeah. Brett's definitely here today. But hey, let's hear about Dylan went as well to go.
I went
too.
So he went to Adelaide.
It was good.
He's rallied the troops around here at Clubby Sports. Did you rally the troops?
Sold out. Yeah.
Did you rally him?
So I'm the leader of the business.
And you rallied him and won in all in top of operation, isn't it?
That's how we do it here.
So you rally him and you say, "Guys,
we're going together.
If we're all going on the bus to Adelaide,
wow,
we're all in the budget bus." It looked like some sort of
it was a nice bus.
Bit creaky.
20 seater.
20 seater.
Yeah.
Everyone rocks up on go time. No sign of Dylan. And my reports, my spies tell me that not only did you not catch the bus, you went via air and you didn't even sit in cattle class. You've chucked yourself up the front with Bruce McAvaney.
There was one seat left. There was one seat left.
What happened?
Wow, I got very sick the night before the bus left.
Oh,
I had gastro.
Oh, did you?
So I had to miss the bus, unfortunately. Selfless. I didn't want to get anyone else sick.
Yeah,
I said, "Guys, you guys go on the bus. I don't want to get anyone else sick." They did the 10-hour bus street, which for more reports was amazing. Mm. Apparently, I missed out on something that was really fun and enjoyable.
Real bad FOMO, hey?
Real bad FOMO. And the only way for me to get up there for the live show was to catch a flight. Literally, did I know the only flight left was up the pointy end.
Yeah. Which you would have paid for out of your own pocket.
Clubby.
Because you went so late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so I had to
business
do that.
Business class out of your own pocket.
Mm.
Well done, mate. I'm proud of you.
Well, yeah.
This clubby sports must be fine.
Yeah. Well, not with you blokes fucking voicing every week. But no, unfortunately, that's what happened to happen. And look, the show goes on and we got it done, which was good. Good show.
How was it?
Really good. Enough about me, though.
Okay.
Someone actually did dominate Gather Round, Chombi. Mm.
Yeah.
Talk us through it, brother. 25 disposals.
27.
25?
25. You can start with the positives. And I'll go with the RFIs.
Yeah, you go positives and like an assistant coach, you talk us through the RFIs.
Yeah,
head of development.
Well, head of development.
The ball was down there a fair bit, so I had a fair bit of opportunity. Look at it.
You were telling me that Aidan Corr started on Joe Danaher. You were telling me this off air.
Yeah.
And he started on him. I think he kicked 5 on him, maybe in the first
quarter. Yeah, really early on.
And then you said, Corey came to you and said, "Chomba, please, mate.
Yeah,
I need you to throw Corey under the bus here.
I need you to help me out."
Early. Hipwood didn't touch in the first quarter.
I need you to help me out. And then Chom just flicked it and saved the day. Is that true, Mitch?
It actually came from the coach's box.
I'll have to defer to the backline coach, team defence coach, Jed Adcock, who I think will have a a better lens of it.
Okay.
And I don't think it'll come out all rainbows and lollipops for our man Chom.
Behind the goals.
Hey, we've got the positive. No, played really well. So got back in. Something to work. A bit of AFL stuff. Gone back across the summer. Continuity in the body. So, hey, let's acknowledge the glass half full. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate.
How about you give the fucking hands, though?
What'd you go at?
Couple off the
80%.
Couple off the shin.
I think I had like 14, 80%.
You weren't wearing the shin guard, were you?
No, mate. I've retired from the ruck nowadays. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a ruckman. But I don't remember missing a kick, mate, actually.
Oh, it's just a perception, but just a little bit of give the hands this week at training.
Give the hands, mate. There's nothing worse than a big bloke reeling around. When you got the Brett Delidio's going past, you just give the hands.
Yeah, we don't have
not
the
many.
Brett Delidio's
going past. I was going to say, there's not many you'd give the hands to, is there?
Oh, we got a few.
We're a work in progress, aren't we?
Oh, okay.
Give it a
Corey. Probably a development thing.
Mate,
he's going with Aiden Corr.
He races Pete.
He does. Aiden Corr was offended when we said give the hands.
Was he? Yeah, he wouldn't have been happy with that.
And he was offended that you... we're meant to catch up with him, and you never replied, never showed up.
That's not true. I actually called Corey. I was going to go to his house, and he said, "Oh, just come back tomorrow." I was like, "Mate, you live fucking an hour away. I'm not like coming back tomorrow. Fucking an hour away." Anyway, on a serious note, though, few Werribee wagon spotters in.
I thought we were giving that away.
No. If that, it's come more. So we have the Werribee wagon, mixed old car.
Yeah,
it's been handed to the new coach.
I think I've seen it around. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
James Allen. And
don't give him a sorry.
Going to Jimmy, and Jimmy's been, I think he must have been up there at Gatherround, was he, driving around?
He probably was, because he's from Adelaide.
Yeah.
He lived in Adelaide for a little
bit. Plenty of photos. We haven't even gotten into the fucking footy yet, but hey, Tongala this week.
Yep.
You excited?
No, not really.
We're going up there.
We are.
Yeah. Mick's playing his, Brett's playing his game.
What about, can I jump in again? This bloke's nowhere, right? Before he goes, I go, oh, Tony this week. And, you know, Brett's up, and it's going to be a good weekend. We're looking forward to it. And he goes, oh, yeah, how'd he go?
Oh, my God.
He thought you'd already played.
I wasn't listening.
You didn't read the Qantas email until
I didn't
just
read
then,
the Qantas email. That was, I was still rattled.
But how are you going? You prepped?
You're playing your first game up there at...
I haven't played since 2021, probably, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so I haven't had a kick since, what, 20... sort of 90.
Tell you what.
I'm a good male. You've been running around the AFL with 9.
Premiership player.
Congratulations.
Yeah, first flag in footy. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to getting up. Are we going to go up and watch him play?
No. I didn't think so either. I think we'll just
what? Oh, that's good then, because I can fill you in on how good I was.
I think we'll get the feedback across the evening, but we'll be able to give the hand stuff for Brett.
Is it true?
You don't give the hands in the 450. That's for sure.
Now, we spoke about this last week, but Brett's a great teammate, not going to attest to that. Being a rookie up there with the Giants with him, he definitely knew who I was.
Yeah.
Well, he did because of what happened earlier
Played
in our careers.
Him, yeah.
But how you going to go there? You know, we've spoken about Adam Marcon, who, to remind a review, was a former teammate of yours. Didn't know who he was.
Yep.
You're meeting these guys.
Unashamed.
You're meeting these guys for the first time.
No.
Like, how you going to go with them?
Yeah, mate. Champ. Here, pal.
Give it! Is any of your old teammates coming down? Richo or anyone like that's going to come down and watch?
Yeah. No, they're actually going to do special comments, mate. He's coming up too.
He's coming?
Channel 7 are coming too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Dill's still dirty with Richo. I actually watched Friday Knockoffs on the AFL.
Did you see that? Richo's taken my little cashy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, he's good. Hey, that much. It's good. I put it on for Max to go to sleep most nights.
Did you have that gig? I've been watching it now. Richo's on.
Chomba. Don't listen to that. So we're going up. Are we actually flying up? That's a possibility. They've offered to fly us up to Tongala.
In our group message thread, I think it was this time last week, so about 7 days ago, Brett goes, told us, but he individually noted you. He said, "Dill, I've got a person that's keen to fly you up." I came back and said,
"Is
this for both of us?" And then it's been left on red for 7 days.
And I said, "What's the go?" Then he goes, "Oh, no, you sort it out." "How the fuck am I going to sort it out? What, do I just call fucking Qantas?" "Oh, I know the chairman."
You remember that.
We'll have to call him. Moving on, Pearlers of the Week.
Yep. Can I start?
You start.
Okay. In our previews, we went with players to watch, didn't we?
You did.
Yeah. And
Hugh Bond.
We famously remember Hugh from Adelaide, who must be on the radar at the moment with the way the Crows are.
Are they performing?
We thinking debut this week?
I haven't heard, but he played pretty well.
Pillarick, Sam Clohessy.
Getting
close to my heart. Brett went with all the Max Sports clients, and I went with the former Werribee players.
Yes.
And Sam Clohessy came in, 22 possessions, one goal. I think it was the second highest rated player on the ground, or maybe for the Suns.
So not bad.
Came in, you know, just showed that mature body, clean, composed, tough.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Oh, so is he just outside NAB?
That's a good question, Brett.
No, no, it's the first 3 years, under 21. So
and under 10 years.
So he's already obviously. 21, though, so he's out, yeah. Which is a shame. Because
He was a COVID 18-year-old, 2020, yeah. So he might just be outside of that.
But, yeah, right.
Anyway, Pearl of the Week, and shout out to Pearl.
I'm 22, cool. Dill.
Yep. Oh, he's got the experience on Kahalosi. Kahalosi.
Say it again, Chua.
Kahalosi.
Say it again.
Wait, how do you say it?
Clohessy.
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 Strange name, but we love that. Mm. Do you have a Perler of the Week? So that's where we talk about
self-excluded. Look at his face. Yeah. He's about to roll into himself.
We talk about our Perlers. Ooh, do you remember those T-shirts that Brett used to wear? Have you seen them on Facebook advertising?
No,
we'll get some.
Mate, we'll get you some.
Oh, yeah. I love one. Double XL, yeah.
They're extra mediums. They're all the same size. They're all the same size.
He pipes like his, mate. Yeah. Fine.
I'd fill that out. Mickey, from All Reports. From All Self-Reports, actually. Because I was let know very early that he had a good game by none other than himself.
Yeah. So what about I come down before, we're getting a coffee before the show, you two are sitting there, and I'm like, we're having a chat. And you're passing over the stats to Chomp, which I'm thinking, oh, the desire indicators or whatever you call
RFIs.
Them. RFIs, yeah. Whatever you call them. You know, like those pressure points and shit that you do
the
in
the 1%ers?
1%ers. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the DIs.
I thought Mick had like got access to him and he's passing them to Chomp. Then like,
good coach.
Oh, good work, Chomp. Like, look what you did on the weekend.
We get that that tomorrow with
Chomp.
Yeah,
fantastic. Good on you.
Was it his huddle account, was it?
No. Mick was showing Chomp his own stats from the weekend.
I've got a little message
shown. His own stats.
I've got a message through with Chom and Tommy Powell, who live together.
Powley.
And they're just looking for some inspiration and motivation.
Yeah.
So I gave him a full match review.
Let me tell you what he had. So he's in the number 51. That's heavy.
Does it suit me?
I think it does. 19 kicks.
Yeah.
23 handballs.
Oh, not give
so
the hands.
42 possessions.
Kick efficiency?
Yeah, give the hands.
42%.
Give the hands.
42%.
Gave it back to him.
How many
shed.
Contested out of those 42, do you reckon?
Wow. He's not breaking
a ball,
lines.
Isn't he?
He's an inside mid.
He reads it well, Brett.
Yeah. I would have said 18 to 20.
29.
Whoa! Oh,
head in the trough.
Bit of ground ball
you've
stuff.
You've got to be careful you don't get picked up by North. You've got to be careful you don't get picked up.
No laughing, me, champion.
Sorry, mate.
17 uncontested possessions. Only once forward 50. Oh, that's forward 50 mark, is
Has it?
Has
it got freeze against mark? There at all?
Freeze against? Mm. F-A. Yes. Five.
Yeah.
Five, yeah.
What were you doing?
Jumbled, though.
Caught holding the ball six times, no lie. So
how does that
one.
Work? Freeze against five.
I must have missed a couple.
Yeah.
Okay. I genuinely, jump ball had it in for me early.
That's unbelievable, though,
Any
mate.
Any descent?
Oh, went and had a chat to him after the game, all in good fun. I said, look, feel like... If I get my hand free and handball it out, it shouldn't be a free kick against holding the ball. And he said, I'm trying my best.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Good I pulled up pretty quick. I said,
I agree.
I apologise. And thanks for thanks for adjudicating the game.
You also tracked your GPS, Mick, did you?
Oh, yeah,
do they have GPSs down at, where do you play, Yarrawonga?
Yarrawonga, mate. Warrnambool.
Yeah, the same thing.
They had GPS, the watch.
Really?
Well... They have a patch.
You wore your watch.
Well,
out
I've
there.
Got to keep the cage clicking up on Strava.
Did you wear your watch?
Put his watch in his GPS pocket.
Oh, that's actually quite smart.
13 and a half. But Q4, ran out of legs, Brett.
Yeah. Jeez, you've set a high mate. Bar. What's the standard of this comp?
You're going Murray League, aren't you? Probably on par.
Yeah.
I would
Let's
say.
See who's out there. So we had Nathan Vardy, former Cat and an Eagle.
Big coach.
Premiership player.
He did a lot of work in the air.
Yeah.
He got in a couple of fights.
He had six possessions.
And a lot of fights. He led from the front in terms of how he looked after his young.
It's impressive. You also had Jay Lewis out there. Jordan Lewis. He doesn't play for the Warrnambool.
I think we were playing against... Jordan Lewis is from Warrnambool. But no, that
wasn't his dad, was it, Mick?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a good hurler, okay. Mate. Chom.
Good one.
Thanks, over to you, Brett.
I was
Bolognese
at the...
Brett.
Yeah. Bolognese Brett.
It wasn't actually. It was had olives in it. Maybe it's like olives, but I was that hungry.
Olive tapenade, Brett.
What did you just say?
Oh, I hate myself. All right, let's move on. What was your pearler of the week?
I was at the Richmond St Kilda game at Norwood yesterday, and Shea Bolton was absolutely sensational.
Kicked a nice goal.
Kick
from the
four,
boundary.
Actually.
Well, I'm saying he kicked a nice one from the boundary. I saw
one,
that.
Yeah, but then he kicked one that dribbled, he kicked one in the air, and then one from 50, all from to the one end. And
Tom Brown is a name that I've come across this week.
Yep.
Number 30.
Not a journalist.
Not the journalist.
Are you perlering him?
I'm not. No, he's not my perler.
Kicks it beautifully.
Geez, he does. He does a nice little outside drop punt.
Yeah.
Does that.
Maroochydore boy, GV boy.
Yeah, is he... tell me about him.
He's son of a guy called Paul Brown, who's played for Geelong.
Played for the Cats.
So he could have been father-son to Geelong.
I don't know whether he played enough.
No,
I don't
know.
I'll look into that deep dive.
So is he a good... Like, is he...
Brush over that.
He's quite big as well.
Yeah, it'd be minor mix size probably.
Yeah, right.
Center, not a centre half back, but a half back flanker, solidly built, good competitor.
Shows how good you were if you're moving like you were in the ground.
I know, mate. Wait, we bring the highlights up if you want.
Nah, we've seen them. Mine from the weekend, boys, was Mac Andrew. Boys watch this game?
No, I didn't.
The expansion cup. Fuck me. Well, that's
Details, mate. How many DIs did he have?
I don't know how many DIs he had, but possessions wise, there was a stage there where I was like, he's bought his own footy. Like he must have had
22, I think.
Okay.
Oh,
no, he had way more than 22.
Oh, dear.
He had...
22.
John's looked into this.
24.
Oh.
24. Still, okay. I thought there was a lot more than that.
Yeah, they updated it post-game. They missed a few champion data in-game.
It was a good play, though.
Yeah, intercepts? How'd he go? Yeah.
A few.
John's getting a bit defensive over here.
Yeah,
did you give the hands up?
Nah. He kicked it pretty well.
Thousands of Aussies trust Aussie Broadband to keep them connected to the world, even when they're on the go. Because as well as reliable home internet, Aussie Broadband also offers flexible mobile plans with super generous data allowances and no lock-in contracts. Their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help you make the switch. It only takes a few minutes. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Search Aussie Broadband Mobile to find out more. T's and C's apply.
What else happened in the footy? Anything else? I went down to the rooms. I went down to the
Melbourne
rooms, and the Adelaide rooms. Went into both.
Did anyone know
you?
Just
shake some hands. Oh, they know me.
Who?
I got the best story for you, though, actually. So we're lining up, and this made me so happy on the weekend. I had a few beers at the footy, and I was at the Gather Round, and there was this massive... I don't know if you've ever been to Adelaide Oval. I know you boys normally enter from the outside, but I was there as a spectator.
Mm.
So I'd entered the other way, and I'm trying to get down to the rooms after the game. And we had a few beers. We're lining up. And all of a sudden, like, we're about to sort of go down. There's a massive line. You've got to get, like, a lift down, then go under. And all of a sudden, these four old blokes with, like, their suits on and they had, like, Melbourne scarves on, they sort of start coming, creeping towards the line, sort of, like, behind me, but, like, there's, like, a rope. And they keep going closer. And I'd had a couple, so I wasn't, like, really afraid to say anything. I was like, hey, boys, you know there's a rope here. And the guy just looks at me and he's, like, sort of trying to, like, sneak into the line. I was like, there's a rope here, lads. And everyone in the line's like, because they're too scared to say something because this guy's pushing in. Like, line would have been 50 metres.
Yeah. Question. Were they wearing suits?
They were wearing suits.
Were they wearing...
They were board members.
Yeah, ties.
They were 100% board members.
Ties adjacent to the Adelaide Crows.
No. They were Melbourne.
Oh, they're demons.
They were demons. And I was like, I knew we were going down to the Adelaide room. So I was like, I don't give a fuck right now.
So
and
David
they were giving
Neeks.
Me the look as well. Like, that look of like, we're so much, you know, we should be here. Like, that typical Melbourne... look of like, we shouldn't be fucking lining up. And I just gave him this one.
He's clipped another club.
I went, get to the fucking back, boys. Get to the back. And I was just giving him the hand, said, get to the fucking back. And they just walked away. It was the best I've felt in a long time. I was a little bit scared.
Did they go to the back?
They went to the back. We all the way to the back.
Big dog, do.
What were you wearing?
Shoulders out, chest out.
As you are? It's just as I am. Just my kid. I was like, I don't give a fuck who you are. You're not creeping in this line. There was, and in all seriousness, there was a kid prior to us, they've just been let in a wheelchair, like getting into the lift. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, so, well, the kid in the wheelchair?
No, not the kid in the wheelchair.
That's what I thought you were saying.
No, I'm saying, who the fuck are you guys trying to get in front of these? I'm like, everyone here has affiliation to a player. You're not more important than anyone else. Well, I was going down there with Riley.
O'Brien?
O'Brien. Yeah. I was a close friend.
Doesn't he play for Adelaide?
Of Rob. So Will, his sister is married to Riley O'Brien. I was going down with the family. And I was like, maybe I wasn't connected there, but I thought, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm sticking up for the family and friend
You must be really close with
Big Rob. Yeah, you sound real close.
You don't even know his name. I'll let him know. He's actually a Max Sports
client. He actually is a great guy.
He ripper.
Great guy. So anyway, I got into a fight with Melbourne board.
And you went to the Adelaide rooms? Any stories over there?
Sam Berry?
I know Sam. I went to school with Sam Berry.
Sam Berry's a champion. He asked for a photo with me down the rooms. He's a legend.
Yeah, Catholic with College sale product.
Yeah.
Yeah, good man.
Good guys.
He's gone with his socks up this year. What do you reckon of that?
Love him. Tough. Love him after getting the photo
with
him.
He's tough in and under. Yeah, black boots, socks up. Yeah.
So he's not related to... because there's
brother.
There's another Berry.
To Tom. The two Berries
and Jared North.
No, because they're up at Gold Coast and Brisbane now.
No, they're brothers.
No relation. No, he's a Mafra product.
Yeah, we love
three
years
in
it. Yeah, they were Rebels boys, weren't they? I reckon those the Berries.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they were. They were. Yep.
I got one more story for you. I got a fucking great story for you, boys.
Give it to us.
So we're walking at Gather Round again. Had a couple of, but you know what are those drinks, the 196s?
Yeah,
they're
strong.
Shocking. They're strong.
They're strong the next day.
Or they're strong.
At the time, they're tasty.
They hit you, always. And we walk out, and Will's, I'm with Will, and he's a big Adelaide man, and he goes, fuck, there's Tony Modra. And obviously, I know who Tony Modra is, but I didn't know, like, I sort of was, you know, had a couple of 196s. Run up to Tony Modra. Me and Will are there.
You
we're
didn't
trying
jump
to get
on his back, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't get up. And I go, Mods, can we get a photo? And Will, me and Will had a few. He goes, this is Dill, mate. Have you heard of Dill and Friends? And Mods goes, nah. And we go, oh. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, yeah, mate, that's all good. And Will goes, what about Dill Buckley, mate? He played for Carlton as well. Mods goes, nah, mate. Like, just fuck off. Like, in his head, just like, get the fuck away from me. And then I go, what about me dad, mate? Jim Buckley, you know, 1-3 flags. And Modra goes, no, mate, can you, like, just fuck off? And then, like, just left, and it was just the most awkward, like, 15
seconds. So no
photo? Oh, we got a photo.
Yeah,
I got a photo. I'll show you the photo.
And, he's stoked to be there in that one, Mods, isn't he?
But the whole time, he's just like, can you just fucking leave me alone, please?
It's about the name drop of Dad.
Yeah. Yeah, even so Dad. I was like,
Dad!
But yeah. I'm like, do you know my dad? I'm like, do you know my dad, though?
He looks stoked to be Mods. There, yeah.
What do you got in your hand, 196?
Oh, I had a Chico. A Chico and some 196.
Great product.
And what's Mods got?
Mods has got just a shit attitude.
He's got the Adelaide.
just a shit attitude.
He's got the Adelaide polo on.
Yeah, not sure what he's doing. Round review though. Connor Rosie, 3-36.
Elite.
Great.
How is he not anyone's pearl? He was so
He was unbelievable. I actually felt bad for Freo. The ball hit fucking someone's head and came off. Like, and that
I'm
was.
A, I don't reckon they're that's getting paid.
Nah.
Okay. Say that again.
Fuck them then.
I don't reckon that's never getting called play on. Like that's how does an umpire see that? I know they're all yelling at it after the fact.
No, I don't know. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh, it's unfortunate.
They're going well for Freo, though.
Much better than I thought they would
be. Yeah, I was a bit with you, Brad. I thought...
Skids?
Yes. Their year last year, I think they were like... They re-signed Long Muir and, you know, a lot of people saying Adonai wins. So they're kind of going nowhere and they were just stuck in the mud. But
no, they're good.
Kudos.
No, I like them.
I saw a few of those boys the day after they'd played. Your mate, Nat, and Dutchy DeBoer.
Hey, can I, just on Nat?
Nat
Fife. He was on the show.
He was.
Can I ask where you did that?
We did that.
Offsite?
Offsite.
He took you offsite?
In WA. No, that was in WA when we were over there in Perth.
So you had
to sounds so insightful from the little clips that I've seen. He just
are you going to go listen to it, Brett?
He was very...
it's probably one of the ones I will.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Brett. He's very...
I like Nat.
Very deep.
Thank you.
No, Brett. Very deep, deep man. No, very...
Reads a lot.
Reads a lot. After that, I actually sent him a book.
What's it called?
I'll read it.
D-A-R-E, sorry.
Who writes that one, Dill?
Can't remember the name, but it is a book that I speak great about read. Quite often. No, it's actually been really helpful for me. It's about just life.
No, I look forward to that. He's a good chat.
Yeah, it was a good chat. He's very very interesting character.
Mm.
Very interesting character. It's very interesting. Like he's talking about go listen to it because he talks a lot about like not being the star anymore and just being happy to be
a role player
and stuff. Yeah.
Did Elise Perry come up? I don't know whatever happened.
No,
they would have had a beautiful kids.
And that was the thing. What happened was I left the chat. And quite honestly, I left it going, fuck, that was such a blur. I don't know what we spoke about. And then three people come up, they go, oh, did you ask about this? Did you ask about Ross Lyon? I was like, nah. Did you ask about, like, footy? Nah, not really. Did you ask about Lee's? No. Like, I just, like, nothing.
Was that when you had Damien Hardwick on, you didn't even ask him, like, are you going to coach?
Yeah.
He just brought it up. Like, oh, that's something I probably should.
Yeah.
Should just go get lost into a bit deeper.
Get lost in the chat. Instead, we spoke about, like, surfing in Iceland for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dancing in India.
Is Brett, one thing you will love about this episode, actually, do you know that
he's on a mountain biker, is he?
He has a mountain biking company.
What?
Yes.
Get him involved. Let's.
Yeah, we have to do some sort of collaboration.
There must be some sort of collaboration.
They build the bikes in India.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What's the name of the bike?
Do you know? Don't remember. Do you remember, Sam? We'll have to get it going, but apparently they're very good bikes.
Must have been a blur, the chat.
Yeah, it was. I was levitating through it.
Well, number one mountain biker in Australia right here. So if he wants to do a little collab, hit him up.
We know that they will. Don't worry about that. That's fantastic.
Jeremy Cameron on the wing?
I didn't see that.
Heard that this morning?
No.
Did you see that?
Did he blow on the wing?
No, I saw him on the wing. Footy. I was there at that game, but didn't see a minute.
Would he... Yeah, he's an amazing footballer.
He's
goes to the wing, has 27. I think he had like four shots on goal, two goals.
2-2.
What would the brief be for him on the wing? Just play like centre forward still?
He's one of those guys. And
remember when Richo went in the wing? Like, eight?
It's Brett's mate, Richo.
Oh, we know Richo.
Always about that.
Yeah.
I know him pretty well.
I know. Stole my show. the thing about...
Come second in the Brownlow.
Jeremy is... And I don't know if you played more footy with him. I actually got dropped for getting too much in his space in my last game. But One thing about him is he's one of those guys that you'll coach, right? And you can say, oh, do this leading pattern, do this, and go on the wing and go sweeper. Shut the fuck up. He's just going to do what he wants to do, and he'll just play like it's fucking Oz kick, and he's playing with Oz kickers. Like, he just does what he wants.
He never did the dog roll, did he?
No, he wasn't doing the dog roll, which was...
If you said to me out there,
like, all right, Dil, today you're playing the offside wing, just run up and down the wing. Don't touch the ball. If the ball was 5 metres in front of me, I would be like, nah, mate, I'm just running up and down the wing today. Sorry, I can't touch the ball. I'm covering exits. I can't touch the ball.
Holding whips, doing offside runs.
Just doing offside runs today.
Pay me 150 a year and I'll get some matchies and
150?
I'll just...
You guys are getting paid?
No, that's the new CBA.
Sorry. Did you guys hear Luke Darcy and Kane Corns on the weekend?
I just read it today. Yeah.
It's fantastic. We listened to it this morning. Fair to say, Kane, don't fuck with Kane. He will ruin you. Like, Darcy went at him and Kane destroyed.
And then even the panel members
turned on him as well.
They turned on
Darcy.
What
about the Trent Cotchin thing?
No, yeah, well, he just said he's like, what? He was more like, do you like being the villain the whole time?
Yeah. Stuff like that. He goes, oh, you're a bully. Like, sort of saying you're a bully. Yeah. You know, how do you go about it? And Kane's like, mate, everything I say, I have an opinion on. Like, and everyone.
I don't say anything I don't believe in.
Yeah, that was the verbatim.
Well, but just so everyone understands.
No, I appreciate that. And it was good. It was good. It was a really good segment.
But I didn't take it in. Yeah. Anyway, you tell the story, mate. It's good.
I don't fucking know where I am right now. No, it was a very good.
You better get it right.
I just fucking love Kane Corns, and I love the excitement he brings to it, and just the mate where he goes, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't know why Luke Darcy decided to go at him. Oh, because he picked up as well. He's like, you know, I've said some things about Bulldogs. Is that why you're upset at me and stuff like that? Mm. So he really just picks him.
You mustn't forget anything. You must have a really good storage in his lid.
He does.
He does. Ready to go.
How'd you find the boxing stuff?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a second. But Kane Corns, back to the Trent Cotchin thing. Mm. Have you had an opinion on...
That was the best thing I've
ever
seen.
I thought it was really funny.
It's the best thing I've seen. But in the last 10 years, I appreciate
what Trent Cotchin and Joel Salwell, they're going to be good broadcasters.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck? You're allowed to get the piss taken out of you. And if you think that you're immune to that... Fucking go with the Melbourne board members that I told you to fuck off on the weekend.
The back of the line. All right?
Who are you to think? Like, not, and I'm not saying Koch and Joel, they're not cracking the silks about it. It's other people on their behalf. Mm. Like, you're allowed to have a joke. It's fucking funny. And those guys should have come out and gone.
Brett's come a long way in that space.
I like it when he doesn't like the joke. You can joke about anyone except Brett, okay? He's the one that you can't joke about. But yeah, that's just my opinion.
I ran into a lot of people in Rundle Mall that I knew. It wasn't people coming up to stop me or whatever, but they all just said they love the dynamic of you blokes just taking the piss out of me in our show. They said that's the number one reason they tune in.
There's a lot of respect there, though, bro.
Oh, heaps.
It's born out of love.
Anyway, I don't know where that was going. Pies. I was hoping... Mm. Fuck, I was watching that game last night, hoping that the Hawks got up.
Why is that? You just don't like him? Or?
No. I think it was just so good for the comp to see that. Like, Ginnivan, I was just hoping he'd pop up and kick the winner.
Hardwick's game?
Mate, kick 3.25 or something.
You'd only kicked one in a year before and he kicked 3.25.
That's great.
So good.
So, he was drafted as a full forward.
Full forward, yeah.
Out of Eastern Rangers and then comes out as a back pocket for most of his career.
150 games worth, yeah.
Yeah, I loved that game.
Beautiful.
The Hawks were pretty good.
They did in the second half. But
are the pies cooked?
Shit.
I can't call me that. It's Nick Butler. That's a Nick Butler metaphor. Are the pies... Yeah, the pies going.
I'll tell you what I liked about the pies. Yeah. I'm a glass half full guys today.
Yeah.
I'm very optimistic early in the week.
I'm just thankful for the glass.
Yeah. You're optimistic?
I'm just thankful for the glass.
Yeah, we've got the glass and it's empty at the moment. But John Noble, thought he was enormous.
Yeah.
So the Pies are going to have to do things differently than they did last year. John Noble didn't get a game in the finals. And yesterday, I reckon their most influential player.
Yeah, he was good.
Tom Mitchell back in form.
Dougie looked all right.
Yeah, Dougie was good.
I was too busy pasta, so I didn't see
it. Yeah, you had the carbonara.
Some great theatre in that game, though, the way Hawthorn came. I like Jack Ginnivan, how he does absorb the contact. Right? You got to try and tackle him a bit differently. But he's not flopping. He's going through... And people might jump at me a bit. But I think he keeps his feet and he goes through the tackle.
There was one contest.
Like he slides in every now and again.
That's okay, though.
Pivotal contest against feet, Braden Maynard.
Yeah. We can go to work on the tape with Jack during the week.
Yeah, but there was a contest against Maynard where Maynard's come over the top missed Jack completely, missed the ball.
Oh, he grabbed his arm.
And no, you full like ducked his head and did a bit. Did a little turtle.
No, well, when he had the ball a couple of times, he was once cool play that on, I saw.
Yeah, I thought that he.
And he winked at the guy on the mark.
I like that. I love the theatre.
Yeah, so much theatre with Jack, and that's why people love to go and watch him play.
Do you reckon it's the best? We're at the best we've ever been at snapping the ball right now. Some of the snaps that the players are doing on those set shot 45s.
I think they're doing it more.
But like so that, Dylan Moore, Jack Ginnivan on the weekend, they kicked those goals. I know it's just a small sample size, but they're really like putting them out and bringing them back around.
I think some blokes do it too much when they don't need to.
It was good on the weekend though, wasn't it?
You reckon you can like control a snap kick more than a drop punt? Well, for me anyway.
From in range, definitely. Yeah. But blokes are trying to do them for 45, and I'm just like, that has to be so perfect.
Yeah. That Pendlebury knee was bad.
I didn't see it. Yeah. What did he do?
So he got...
Was that in the back?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who it was. Someone... It was, you know, fully legal, but really knee right in the kidney, like deep.
Is that pissing why he got blood? Subbed out?
He got subbed out, but you never see him get injured. I think it's the first... in 300 nearly 400 games, it's the eighth game he hasn't played out. How crazy is that? Eight times he's not finished a game.
In 400.
Bloody Duracell. 400,
yeah. Bloody call him Duracell.
Why? That's a battery.
Never runs out.
Oh, that is the
shit. It
always runs out.
Hey, give us some West Coast goss. What do you think of that?
Wasn't happy with my boy on the weekend.
Jermaine Jones?
Yeah.
He got dropped?
Nah, did he? Okay. I didn't watch the game. But who'd they play again?
Sydney.
He played well.
Oh, Sydney. No, he did play well, Jermaine Jones.
No, he was...
They played well. They did play well. Will they get beat by?
No, I'm half done.
They're still in the comp.
Their jumpers look good.
Yeah, Harley Reid really good. Did some stuff. Yes. Yeah, they had the old school jumper.
Do you reckon
on.
He's a chance for Rising this week?
Well, who? Be interesting to know if Sam Clashy is eligible.
Do you know that the first person to message me last week when we heard about Tongala was Harley Reid? Small town. They must go all through him to let him know that we're coming up.
Yeah. Oh, he's basically the mayor.
You and Harley real tight, Dill.
I'm the new mayor.
Oh,
he kicked a goal. Actually, Dill, what do you reckon of this?
Chom just goes, are you and Harley a real tight, Dill?
Well, are you? He did the grab the jumper. He did the kick the goal. Grab the jumper.
What
do you reckon he's trying to say, Brett? You're the manager.
Yeah.
Hands off.
Yeah.
Hands off. I'm staying here for life.
Matty White used to give that one a bit for the old tiggies.
And then he went to Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
I did it for Freo once.
Did you?
Yeah, I did the Giants knee
and then couldn't sledge them.
Did
enough.
You?
No. I loved bloody Giants. That was a fun time in my life.
Have we told the story about when we were down against Mickey that day when he had about 800 touches?
I would have kicked four.
No, I think he hit 1-3.
It was I reckon we have talked about it.
Look up, we need to get the stats up of that game, of us three playing.
I know mine.
Was you don't act like you don't know yours.
I remember mine. Yeah.
He definitely remembers.
He was being tagged by poor old Shippers, and he had 44.
No, I felt like I played on a young 16-year-old Tom Green.
Yeah, he would have at times.
I've heard that story.
Ships were sent here. But we were down. We needed a goal late. And he's come to me in the middle. He's like, get this. I'm flying through off the back. Give it to me.
Luke Buckley said that.
He's
a loser.
That was when you could have your heart.
What a loser.
I was like, yeah.
I can imagine myself saying that as well.
I was like, yeah, good plan. Let's go. Flinny up. Gives me the tap. I get it. Over, through, charging through, off the side of the boot, out to the wing.
Slow the game down. Slow the game.
We won. Suns won.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we were up. We should have. We just kicked a heap of points, but off the
nothing
back of Mickey
better
Bowen.
Than playing in those games. Kicking four a week and just bashing 16-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, poor old academy kids coming in.
It was one of those games where Brett was just getting minutes in, and me and you were fighting for our careers.
I was fighting for a spot.
Were you just getting minutes in?
Yeah.
He's better than us.
Yeah, he is. Anything else, gents, this week? What do you think?
I've got my guest next week.
Week. You're excited
for that.
Who
that might be?
Roger Merritt.
I had Clayton Hinckley.
Yeah.
One of your former friends. Clayton. Now, Clayton Hinckley was Fremantle Docker that we've talked about a bit throughout the series, but he was one who got shocked after
19 games, 4 years.
19 games,
came
42nd
in the best and fairest,
so
walked into his exit meeting,
hadn't played a game that year.
Pretty much put his shoes on the desk and said, "Right, what's the 1 year contract worth?"
Yeah.
And they said, "Mate, you're getting the fuck out of here."
Yeah,
he couldn't comprehend it.
He was blindsided. He couldn't see that coming.
He got sideswiped.
He got sideswiped.
Well, the RFIs, fellas, I'll get to work over the off season.
Yeah,
you can do that back in Victoria, mate. You're out.
What's your mate's name? You used to go to the gym with all
Clayton
the time.
Higley.
That was him. That's him. Yeah. The big Merc.
Yeah,
Creighton. That's his tag, isn't it, Creighton?
He lost his license a couple of times. Oh. Just points related.
Oh, okay.
Coming back from Birchip, playing for the Bulls.
In the Merc.
In the Merc. I think it was not very inconspicuous.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You got to be careful going up to Tongala this week with what you drive.
Yeah, right? We will go up to Tongala. We actually can't wait to see everyone up at Tony this week. Well, no, I can't anyway. I just can't speak for you two, but pumped to go up. So we're in the town hall, are we?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
That's a big... I'm actually a bit nervous now of what we've got to actually dish up.
The whole town's coming. Half a Kai's coming. Yeah, which is just my family.
What are we going to talk about?
This is your show, mate. I'm playing my part early at 2:00.
Well, you'll be sore, but...
We're all getting equal fees. So I think we need to put in equal effort, don't we? Like,
Brett's double dipping. He's got the match payment into the show.
No, this is love.
I don't think it is, Brett. I don't think it is. From what I know, it's definitely not. No, we're excited. We're excited. This is a one-off too. We don't do these things unless.
What's the email address?
Unless you can contact us. Very excited for this week, and I'm pumped to see. I would love to get up there for the actual game.
You two got any? Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Any feedback for Chom this week? We've got the Cats.
Oh.
In Catland.
Oh shit! So he's. That'd be a...
You got the Hawk?
Jeremy Cameron Hawk or Tom Hawkins?
Keep me beak out of this one.
Yeah. I mean, he's living the best life. Footballer, farmer, Tim Tam eater.
He's a great farmer, though, I'd say. Yeah. Full time.
Seems it. I think
he's transitioning pretty well into a good business there.
I'd say he's a great farmer, part-time footballer.
Great person.
Oh, actually, let's just leave this chat. Okay, I think we're done.
Go the Roos.
Yeah, go the Roos. See you, Roos. Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. We'll chat to you soon, LXX. Thank you so much.